If you've ever read the gospel accounts of Jesus' public ministry, man, they're pretty exciting. Healings, casting out demons, crowds, amazing preaching, great stuff. But there's more to all that than meets the eye. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Look, it was exciting when the power of God was vested in this one man, Jesus, the Son of God. It was always going to be pretty darned exciting. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Jesus went everywhere in the country of Galilee. He taught in the synagogues and told the good news about God's kingdom. And he healed all the people's diseases and sicknesses. The news about Jesus spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all those who were sick. They were suffering from different kinds of diseases and pain. Some had demons inside them. Some suffered from seizures, and some were paralyzed. Jesus healed them all. And still today, from time to time, we see that miraculous power breaking through. But the danger is that we're constantly chasing exciting experiences, flashes, bangs, starbursts, making our worship services more and more experientially immersive. We want to be happy following Jesus. But stand back and look at his public ministry. He and his disciples walked hundreds of miles through rain and shine, heat and cold, over hill and dale. Sometimes people gave them a place to sleep. Other times they slept out in the open on the hard ground. C.S. Lewis put it like this: I didn't go to religion to make me happy. I always knew that a bottle of port would do that. If you want a religion to make you feel really comfortable, I certainly don't recommend Christianity. Don't expect your journey following Jesus to be an easy one. That's God's word fresh for you today. But through all those ups and downs, Jesus means completely and utterly to transform your life. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word, and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.